Today's scripture reading is from the book of Amos, chapter 5, verses 14, 15, 21 through 24. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, and so the God of heavenly forces will be with you just as you have heard. Hate evil, love good, and establish justice at the city gate. For God says, I reject your festivals. I don't enjoy your joyous assemblies if you bring me your entirely burned offerings and gifts of food. I won't be pleased. I won't even look at your offerings of well-fed animals. Take away the noise of your songs. I won't listen to the melody of your harps, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
Aloha mai kako. It's a real honor, tremendous honor and privilege to be here with you folks. And thank you, Kahu and the Watata Chair Committee and the endowment for supporting some of my work and for the diehard people that have made three consecutive days of listening to me talk. You're incredible. Why are you doing it? No. But thank you. And you know, I have to say there's a little bit of irony for me. I mentioned, you know, my ears being pulled by nuns and being in a church is ironic. This morning, I was thinking of Hiram Bingham and, you know, calling everyone sinners and all these things you can do up this pulpit is pretty radical. So it's a blessing to be kind of in this open, communal, welcoming space to think about Akua and love together. I wanted to start with a short passage from our upcoming book, and then I'll share some mana'o. All the wonder and awe of our collective existence is only possible because of water, of wai. Reflect for a moment on those foundational memories of your life, the time spent with family in your youth, gathered around home-cooked meals, the moment you crushed a grape between your teeth for the very first time and felt the sweet juice burst in your mouth. Maybe you can recall that first delightful taste of a perfectly ripe mango just picked from your auntie's tree. Perhaps you have memories of being in a warm bath as a toddler, as a loved one drenched your skin with a sopping towel, or collecting the cold, sweet mountain water of a natural spring. If you were raised in a city and danced under the falling droplets of a burst fire hydrant or swam in the community pool, you shared a communal space with others in wai, in water. Maybe you can recall the first time at a beach when you found the courage to dunk your head under the waves, anxiously holding your breath and likely the hand of your father, mother, or elder sibling. None of these tender moments exist without water, without wai. In fact, if you were to recall the most trying and adverse times of your life, the loss of a precious loved one, a failed attempt to advance your career, or a painful ending to a love that once seemed everlasting, you might find yourself and your cheeks dampened by the water flowing in the shape of tears. Ola I kawai. We live, we exist because of water. And from my vantage point, it's all holy water. I shared over these last couple days, 46 is the new 26 and the new 76. I have collectively, with our blended family, 5 children. And our daughter Manono was most recently born in October 30th of last year. That name, Manono, is also in my grandmother's name, And in fact, my grandmother's name is my eldest daughter's name, and my youngest daughter's name is Kikua Ilohia Omanono. Both of these names come from my great-great-grandmother and our family lineage. And I want to talk a little bit about that, about in many ways, this battle over the future of Hawaii and our resources. It was called the Battle of Kuamo'o. And a prominent figure in this battle was the Ali'i Manono. Kamehameha Ekahi I had died in 1819, and our people were starting to pass away. Cook had arrived in 1778, and if you look at the numbers of our population, waves of Hawaiians start to pass. It's an incredibly turbulent time trying to think of what the future of Hawaii should hold. And what ends up happening is two factions sort of develop. One faction of leadership wants to disband our ancient ways and traditions and to end, you know, this kapu system. Another faction, mostly led by Kiku'o Kalani and Manono, want to keep our ways, keep our culture and traditions and eating practices together. It culminates in a terrible battle, in many ways, families fighting each other. And the way my tutu told the story was, today we preserve a part of this battlefield. We created a nonprofit and we go there and we visit and we see weekly. I'm in this area where my ancestors passed. But the way my tutu told the story was, the night before the battle, Kiku'o Kalani builds a hali'i punana, a place for Manono to rest and to observe and watch the battlefield. And they spend their last night there together. And the battle erupts. One side that wants to end the kapu inherited all of Kamehameha's cannons and weapons. And the other side, you know, had mostly traditional implements and a few muskets. So early in the battle, they ambush them. And Kiku'o Kalani folks sort of make some strides. Eventually, the cannons come in and the warriors are pushed back. And Kiku'o Kalani gets shot. And he tries to continue to fight. And eventually, he's shot again and he falls. And so his wahine Manono, I guess we would call it wife today in this context, sees him fall. And she begins this chant and hakuing things. And one of the things that she says is, ko aloha la'ea, ko aloha la'ea, ma lama ko aloha, ma lama ko aloha. Your love, keep your love. And my grandmother would add, there's no obstacle for Hawaii if you keep your love. So she rallies down and she carries, puts his cape over him and picks up his spear. And in those days, in some ways, we should recreate this tradition. When the head leaders in a battle fell, it was over. So it would settle a lot of the world's problems quicker if we had that tradition. But the warriors gathered around Manono and they made another push until eventually she falls and she's shot also. Liholiho, who was the ruler at that time, never showed up at the battle. And they take everyone that they could capture and they bring them to this sort of makeshift jail that was near where Kamehameha Hotel is today in Kona. And when Liholiho arrives and he hears the people that were captured, the rebellious warriors, and in Hawaii at that time, there used to be only one punishment for these kinds of issues. He hears them with this chant, ko aloha la'ea, ko aloha la'ea, ma lama ko aloha, ma lama ko aloha. And he's so overwhelmed, I can't imagine what he was feeling at the time, but he pardons everyone and he lets everyone go. And Hawaii changes drastically when we sort of lose these traditions and in some ways we're still dealing with that today. But I think a principal realization that we're coming to, and I write about it in my own work, is seeing humans as kin with the environment, you know, as connected, as a kua. God exists in the natural systems and cycles that provide life in our world and in our planet. I believe that man has no dominion over nature. And in fact, we're all children of Mother Earth. And excuse me, but I feel like modern man and men in quotes are like the spoiled children who have inherited too much wealth from our ancestors without purpose, gratitude, and grace. that comes from struggle and connection to those before us, they've turned itself and ourselves on each other. From bombs being dropped on Poakuloa, to Gaza, to the weekly shootings in schools and public festivals, America's emptiness, warmongering, and inability to keep people safe, and the stranglehold of the 1% on our world's resources are vile and morally shameful reminders of the need to reconnect with Mother Earth and each other. My ancestors fought for Aloha Aina, for this idea that there's God, there's sacredness in what we consume, in what we grow, what we eat. And Aloha Aina is my philosophy. Every chant, every time we pass rocks together to reconstruct a fish pond or a lo'i, that's a Bible. And I recognize there's life and mana in everything that I'm able to consume. The life-giving forces of Mother Earth and the children who learn to care, to malama, and to protect her, to respect and recognize we have no dominion but kuleana, to pass on the inheritance we are all born with onto each other. These are the values of this collective congregation. And I pray and I know that everyone in this room will feel the same, that kuleana that Kahu talked about, to our place, to our resources, the gifts and abundance that we have collectively together. And I pray that we'll have the courage to stand and to fight for our place and people of this aina while we still have the strength to stand at it all. Aloha aina.